Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, I wanted to talk today a little bit about something that is missing in this world as far as what I can see, and I think you will agree, and that is loyalty. And as bad as it is when there's not loyalty between husband and wife or family or to your country or whatever, the ultimate betrayal is when we are not loyal in our relationship to the Lord. And that's what I want to talk about today. And perhaps if you're struggling with being loyal in other areas of your life, you'll begin in contemplating and thinking about your relationship with the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit to show you where your heart stands toward the Lord. I want to begin with 1 Kings 8:59. This is Solomon speaking. "And may these words of mine, with which I have made supplication before the Lord, be near the Lord our God day and night, that he may maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, as each day may require." In other words, he's depending on the Lord to be loyal to his people, right? Then in verse 60, "that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God. There is no other. Let your heart, therefore, be loyal to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and keep his commandments as at this day." Let your heart therefore be loyal to the Lord our God. Well, he's saying so we are depending upon the Lord to be loyal to his people, and we want that to be also seen among the peoples of the earth so that they know about the Lord and they know that they need to also be in relationship with him. And he says, so these things being the case, let your heart therefore be loyal to the Lord our God. And that is so true. That's where it begins. You want God to be loyal to you, and he is loyal. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. However, covenant depends on both sides doing their part. And when we are disloyal to God, we remove ourselves from his covering. It isn't as if he has suddenly decided to destroy us, but we remove that covering. Now, look what happens in 1 Kings 11:4. Let me begin with verse 3. "And he," speaking of Solomon, "had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart." In those days, the sign of prosperity and riches was how many women that you had. You know, it was like property. This is not prescriptive, it's descriptive. It's describing how things were, not how things should be. But look what happened in verse 4. "For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God as was the heart of his father." And we know that even though David did sin and fell God, yet he never turned away to other gods, and he repented and he got himself right. You may have human failings, you may even sin, but loyalty to God is when you immediately recognize, you repent, and you start back right where you left off. Not turning away, not making excuse for what you've done, not looking to other things to bring your help, but to be dependent upon God as being loyal to you, and you are loyal to him with all of your heart. But Solomon's heart was turned away, and so his end was very sad. 2 Chronicles 16:7. "And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said to him, because you have relied on the king of Syria and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand. Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand." So the point he's making to Asa is, I've delivered you before in great adversity when all the odds were against you, but you still haven't learned to trust and rely on me, and you're looking to other things to help you out. And he says, I did help you. I delivered you. And listen to verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. And then he goes on to say, in this you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars. Done foolishly, and that he had depended on someone else over the Lord and had not been loyal toward the Lord. And I love verse 9. I'm going to read that again. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Sometimes we wonder why we don't see changes in our circumstances. We need to begin by looking at our heart, because it clearly says that the Spirit of the Lord is going, is constantly in motion, looking for the hearts that are loyal, in which to move, in which to work. 2 Kings 20 verse 2 is a time where Hezekiah has found out that he is going to die, and this is what he does in verse 2 of 2 Kings 20. Then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And it happened before Isaiah, and that was the prophet that came to tell Hezekiah that he was going to die. And it happened before Isaiah had gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears, surely I will heal you. And we know that Hezekiah had a 15-year extension, because he was able to go before the Lord at that point and say, you know that I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart. The old-time preachers used to say, you need to make sure that there's nothing between your soul and your Savior. Nothing between your soul and your Savior. Have you had a wandering eye in terms of your relationship with the Lord? What do I mean by that? Do you find yourself being tempted to go after other things that you know are going to negatively impact your relationship with the Lord? And even worse, maybe in direct disobedience of what He has required in and from you? Are you minimizing His word? Are you trying to keep Him in some little corner in your life and reserving your me things? We need to have that full, whole heart loyalty toward our Lord. Look at Matthew 6:24. This is Jesus speaking. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Talking about here, God and riches. That if you have love for riches, you're going to eventually serve riches. You're not going to have two masters for very long. You know, the whole concept of an open marriage is demonic. Okay? There's nothing to be gained from that except pain and suffering. But in so-called open marriages, where the people are allowed just as long as they, you know, keep the marriage together in the home, then they're basically allowed to live their own lives. Here comes the wrench in the works. One of them will find someone with whom they want to be all the time. One of them will find someone to whom they want to commit. And the whole open marriage thing falls apart. Well, like I said, it fell apart at the beginning because it's demonic. But even in those that have no restriction in terms of their mind of what God requires or whatever, it falls apart because they find someone with whom they want to be. Someone to whom they want to commit. You can't have two masters in your life. And ultimately, particularly, you can't try to serve something else along with serving God. You serve Him, and then all these other things are taken care of under Him. Don't you want to make sure your heart is loyal toward God? I know I do. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you are loyal to us, and you have said there's no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And Lord, we know that Literally, you have done this. You took on flesh and in flesh allowed yourself to be persecuted, and you suffered and died in the flesh for us. We thank you, Lord, that you've never turned away. But Lord, we have. And we are so sorry that at times our hearts are disloyal toward you. Help us, Lord, by way of the Holy Spirit to recognize when our eye is being caught by something else and that we are tempted to look away from you. Lord, we know that there is nothing beside you. It is in you that we put our trust. And Lord, we know that it is in you that we will be safe and saved and fulfilled. I thank you, Lord, that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer from our lives, that only your word is manifest in and through us. Thank you, Lord, that you do search us and you know us and you transform us into your very image, the image of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, in whose name and authority and under whose blood we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, if you have two masters, there's going to come a time where they're going to both ask you to do something at the same time. Then there's no longer an option to try to work the system. You'll have to choose. I'm praying for you.